Welcome to Gnazim Podcast.
And this historic artifact in the Gnazim auction is a first edition Marsho in his commentary on Shas. It's published in Lublin in 1627. A few points which make this such a great historic purchase. Firstly, the Marsho himself, Reb Shmuel Edeles, was one of the greatest Torah leaders in the old Polish kingdom of the 16th, 17th centuries. His last and longest rabbinical position was as the rabbi of Ostroy, today in western Ukraine, where his shul still stands until today, his big, beautiful, magnificent edifice. And his commentary on Shas is completely unparalleled in the Jewish world, and it's one of the most important. It's used and one of the most beloved commentaries on Shas that's ever been written. And even more so, it's divided into two separate components, the Chidushei Halachos and the Chidushei Agadais. His commentary and Agada passages in the Gemara are of the most fundamental to understanding these sometimes esoteric topics. And what's interesting regarding this particular first edition of the Marsha is that it was published in his own lifetime in 1627. So it's his own printing, which he oversaw, printed in Lublin. He was rabbi in Ostroy at this time, and given that this was during the golden age of Polish Jewry in the old Polish kingdom, Lublin was a center of commerce and Jewish autonomy through the Wad Ha'arba Arutzos, through which the Marsha played a leading role in that autonomous organization, which governed Jewish internal communal activities during this time. The Marsha had a yeshiva in Ostroy, which was one of the largest and most famous in the entire Polish Commonwealth. His sefer, in part, is a product of his role as a teacher of Torah in his own yeshiva. The other interesting thing about this is that we're so used to the Marsha being in the back of the Gemara that we tend to forget that this is a somewhat later development. Initially, the Marsha published his commentary as its own sefer, and this edition reflects that reality because it's a sefer of the Marsha alone.
Gnazim, own your heritage. Discover more at gnazim.com.